Hello, Santa Barbara, and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is Bruce Salen, and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Should you want to call in, feel free, 805-564-1290 or 888-564-1290. Or you can tweet me, at Bruce Salen, and get an instant reply, or email bruce@brucesalen.com. That's S like in shark.com. Today's show is on a topic I think is terrific. It's about finding your passion. And like all of my shows, it is inspired by this week's column, which has a slightly different title, but is really inherently about finding your passion. And as relates to parenting, finding your passion is important for you as a parent, I think, to demonstrate that you follow your passions if you can. And most importantly, to guide your kids and put them in that direction also, if you can. But before I get into that, I want to hope everybody had a wonderful July 4th, which we did. My son is dating a girlfriend whose grandfather is some mucky-muck of some kind, so we got to attend a party on the beach in Paradise Cove that was truly celebrity-filled. There was a major NBA star, a hockey star, one of the most well-known surfers of all time. There were TV stars, including my older son's favorite star on his favorite HBO series that happens to deal with Hollywood. Little hint, hint, hint. If you go to my page, adadspointofview.com, if you go to my Facebook page, which is A Dad's Point of View, and join, you might find some pictures there. But it was a lot of fun. But what truly blew me away and made me realize I am living in abject poverty in comparison to some people in the world was the barge that moored offshore and put on a fireworks show that rivaled anything I've ever seen anywhere, including Disneyland, just for this party. So I guess it pays to be rich. The irony, though, was the man hosting the party just had a frown on his face all day. And I'm thinking, what? I mean, so you never know. It's really true. Money doesn't necessarily buy happiness. I don't know him well enough to know if he's happy or not. But I think happiness comes from within. And happiness certainly comes from following and finding your passion, which is today's theme. One more thing I want to get into before I get into my theme is a confession. And I put this up on my Facebook page, A Dad's Point of View, this morning. And I was shocked at the number of replies I got, mostly supportive. I was being pretty self-recriminating about the fact that I got a chat request last night from my teen son's girlfriend. Now, we are close, and she doesn't have a regular father figure in her life. And we adore her. They've been going together about a year. But like all teen relationships, it's had its ups and downs, and she was seeking my counsel. And I found myself in the awkward position of really wanting to give her my counsel, but thinking at the same time, it might be inappropriate. The things she was asking were not of an overly personal nature, but it had to do with relationships. And given that I am the world's expert on relationships, I just couldn't resist. So I gave her my thoughts, and it was clear that she appreciated it. But then afterwards, I wondered, did I do the right thing? So I posted that question on my Facebook page, A Dad's Point of View, this morning. And I got almost instantly about a dozen replies from the various parents that are members of the page, or likers, as they call it on Facebook, from around the world. Most of them saying that within certain limits, they felt it was okay. So I don't know. It's just something I'm putting out there for you listeners to call in on or email or tweet me on if you'd like to put a point of view. Or better yet, go to that page and join it and tell me what you think. So let's talk about finding your passion. I actually believe there are a couple keys to happiness. First key to happiness is being grateful. Grateful for whatever you have. So for instance, when I talked about that party, I didn't look around and feel less than because I couldn't afford a big fancy party with fancy celebrities. I just appreciated that I could be there, but I'm grateful for what I can afford. And if you're always comparing yourself to others, you're not going to be happy. So that's how gratitude plays into happiness. But finding your passion, that is certainly something that you want for your kids and you certainly want for yourself if you can. Finding your passion isn't easy. And it takes a little bit of extra hard work, too. It may not come easy. But finding your passion and following it will lead to internal happiness that is truly priceless. It takes guts. It takes chutzpah, for those of you of the tribe that know what that means. I, for my first career, wanted to get into showbiz. And I did. I had a showbiz career for 25 years. I had no family connections, which at the time was perceived as about the only way to get into showbiz. I'm talking about behind the scenes. So I got a job at a tennis club where there were some showbiz people. And I basically hustled as many of these people as I could, talked them up until I actually met somebody that introduced me to somebody that eventually gave me my first job. I, in fact, sold my first movie, my TV movie, on a tennis court to a big producer at, actually a big executive, wonderful man, the late Paul Monash, who produced the movie Carrie, if you remember it, by Stephen King. And I played tennis with him, and I had the difficult decision of, do I let him win or not? Because I was clearly better. So I kind of played it close and let him win the last set. And afterwards, I pitched him an idea for a movie, and he bought it. So following your passion, that was the first movie I sold. And the thing that was quite remarkable about it is I sold it with one word. But you're going to have to ask about that another time. We have a caller. David. David, hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Where are you calling from, David?
North Carolina.
North Carolina?
Yeah.
My gosh. Is it hot and humid there?
We're still part of the union.
You are?
Yeah. I know it's a surprise. You don't need a passport to come here or anything.
Really? But you need air conditioning.
Well, ideally, yes. Ideally, yes.
Are you telling me you don't, you don't have it?
No, I do have air conditioning.
Well, David, have you ever followed your passion?
My passion is actually the work that I do. I'm a college professor, and I wanted to be a professor when I was an undergraduate. But my grades were very bad, and all my professors said, no, you'll never get into grad school, which means you'll never get a job as a professor. And the years went by. I did a number of different things in the corporate world, but in my 40s, it worked out that I got a job as a professor. So I'm in my late 50s now, and I've been doing this for 10 years. And I would say that it was, dreams come true. Just sometimes it takes a quarter of a century to make them happen.
Well, it takes a lot of guts to start a new career in your 40s. Just out of curiosity, though, where did you go as an undergrad?
I went to UC Santa Barbara.
Excuse me?
I went to UC Santa Barbara.
I'm not sure I got that. You're in North Carolina, but you went to UC Santa Barbara, and you're calling this Santa Barbara radio station. Okay, I like coincidences in life. I'll just accept that as it were. Well, what did you do first after you graduated?
What'd you say?
I'm sorry I talked over you, but what did you do first after you graduated from UCSB?
Well, I graduated from UCSB, and I too, was in the film business. For only a couple of years. I just heard what you were saying about a passion that you followed and got into the business. I didn't have the equivalent level of what I call the fire in the belly. And one of the few good decisions I made when I was young and dumb in my 20s was I said, you know, I'm either going to get serious about getting into the film or television business, or I'm going to go do something else. And fortunately, I realized that I wasn't passionate about it. As much as I love movies and all that, it just wasn't, for a variety of reasons, it wasn't for me. I ended up getting into teaching in the school systems, but I migrated over to corporate work, and I ended up going overseas for about 6 years. I lived in Asia for about 6 years. And that was my first experience of following my passion.
I got, David, we're running out of time. I really would love to actually hear more, but I am thrilled to hear that you're doing what you want now, and I greatly appreciate the phone call.
I agree. It's following your passion is what it's all about.
Thank you, David. We are getting close to the end of our first segment, so I welcome you to call if you'd like. I want to share last week's music real quickly. We had the movie theme for The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. We had Waylon Jennings doing Put Another Log on the Fire. Eddie Arnold's Make the World Go Away. I like Elvis's version also. The Monkees' Shades of Grey. Really brilliant lyrics if you ever really listen to it. The TV theme from the show that I grew up with that taught me my family values, Leave It to Beaver. Toby Keith's That Ain't My Truck. Thelma Houston's Don't Leave Me This Way. And finally, as always, we had an Elvis song, Moody Blue. It's time for a break. Be sure to call in 866-564-1290 or 805-564-1290. This is the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View, on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.
Sonnenfilm, Magazine, Lips and Scars.